Okay, today's daf is Yivam Misdaf Kuf Yud Ches, and we're going to talk about a very big topic again, just to touch on it in the context of our Gemara, and that's Mesiach Lefi Tumo, but in the context of the five women, right? The Mishnah on yesterday's daf and today's daf discuss five women that Chazal assume do not have a good relationship with the person involved, the woman, and therefore they might lie, maybe on purpose, maybe or not on purpose, as we'll see, in order to mess the other person up, or they're not going to be so careful. That's what the Mishnah says on Kuf Yud Zayin, HaKol Ne'eman L'Ha'ida. Anybody is Ne'eman to testify that a man died, and therefore the woman can get remarried. Chutz, except for these five women, Chamosa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, her sister-in-law, Tsarasa, her co-wife, Viyavimta, her potential co-wife, means her husband's brother's wife, Ubaz Bailah, and her stepdaughter. All of those five women, there's a relationship, there's a history, and therefore they all, Rashi quotes here, V'tayma tekulu mebnisha sonos osa, because they all hate her, umis kavenes l'kalkala, and they want to mess her up. In what way? Why each one? Chamosa, why does each one hate? Chamosa sonasa, the mother-in-law hates her. She'omeres baliba zutochal kol yigiyai v'amalai, I'm going to put so much into this baby of mine, this son, and then she's going to take it all. V'chein bas chamosa omeres zutirash kol amalavi. And the sister-in-law will say, this man is going to take all of, she's, right, Baal Yorish is Ishto, is going to take all of the amal of my father, his father-in-law. V'imi, v'ani edachem, v'yavimta yirashem, esof aliyah sarasa. And the Yavama is a potential tzara. The Rashi doesn't even have to explain why tzara is a problem. U'baz bailo zubab makom imi. Ochelos kalamala, right, and the stepfather is a difficult situation, right? He's going to try to stand in the place of my mother and consume and partake of all of her amela. So that's why these five women are not believed, because we say maybe she's making it up. She just wants to mess up the woman, get her to get married to the new man, and then she'll be Neseres al Baila, right? So all of that is discussed. Here, mag be get lamisa. The Mishnah just says, why by a get are they believed if they bring a get? The Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, shaksam mochia, because there you have a get. Right, there you have a get. You're not really relying on these women's testimonies, but you're relying on the get. So the Mishnah that's on yesterday's daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Today's daf Kuf Yud Ches is the fascinating application of this, and that is even if they say something about themselves. And therefore, you might say that it should be a stretch to the woman, but still, we don't stretch it. Ha'isha shalchayu b'aylam dinas ayam. Right, a woman goes to Medina Sayam with her husband. Ubav Amr, she goes back and says, my husband died. And so what about her tzara, her co-wife, who is sitting here? So do we say, well, she's believed about herself, so she's going to mess up her co-wife, even though it's going to affect her the same way? Right, if she's lying, so she's got back and says, "Meis ba'ali tinasi v'titok subasa." She's allowed to get remarried, right? Her own, right? Daiku minsava. And as the Mishnah said, the Gemara said at the beginning of Ha'isha Rabba, mitoch chomer shechmarta basofa hekalta b'tzkilasa v'titok subasa. And she could even take her ksuba, right? That was the machlokas b'shamay and beisilal that we had on yesterday's daf. That we the beisilal ended up passing like beishamay that if she could get remarried, then she could also collect the ksuba. Vitsarasa asura, but her tsara is asura. Her tsara is not allowed to get remarried, right? Even though what he means is the same testimony. No, kind of like pagina ne'emanus, right? And therefore, we do not allow the tsara to get remarried in that case. Rabbi Kiva Eger has an interesting tshuva relating to this issue in Kama Simen Reish Chav Beis. Oz Beis, it's written to his son Reb Shlomo, who became Hasidic, right? He wonders why he hasn't heard from him soon, recently, but he's happy to hear Torah from him, and he goes through like 22 points of the letter that his son wrote to him, going through in Torah. So he talks there about if it's pure lahachis, which it sounds like, they lie to mess them up, or it's only where they're getting something out of it. Where they're also getting something out of it. So getting something out of it, for sure, it's true, but is it pure lahachis? So it sounds like the first side from the Mishnah, it also sounds like from the first side he quotes from yesterday's daf, where the kala is not believed about the mother-in-law. Not just the mother-in-law about the Kala, but the Kala is also not believed about the mother-in-law. That's what the Gemara said on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Kamayim hapanim lepanim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. And in that case, if the Kala is not believed, what would be in that case? Let's say the Kala would be believed, so the mother-in-law would get remarried, and then her husband would come back, and she would be Neseres al Baila. But it would still be the mother-in-law. She would still be the mother-in-law, so nothing changed. Right, the daughter-in-law is not getting anything out of it. So it sounds like it's pure lakalkala. And his maskan is that it seems to be a little of both. So the question is, this is all just in terms of the five women and their ne'emanas. Would mesiach lefi tumo work? What's mesiach lefi tumo? Where somebody does not know that they're being relied on, they're just talking. Mesiach, they are, formulating and having a conversation lefi tumo just as a, without kavana for testimony. So would that work? So if you look in Ebene Ezer, by a goy in this context, by a non-Jew who's usually not believed, we're going to have gemaras like this in the next couple of days. Mesiach lefi tumo would work by a goy in Ebene Ezer Yud Zayin. That's the siman about all of these halachas. Sif tezvav. The Shulchan Aruch says kusi sheisiach lefi tumo tchila afal pi sheshaalu oso acharkach ubatkuhu ad sheyafarish kolam ba'ora arizan eman umasiin al piv. Right, if a guy is Mesiach Lefi Tumo, he starts being Mesiach Lefi Tumo, even if you start asking him questions, and then he realizes that you're relying on him, it's still going to be okay, says the Chalkas Mechokei, Klomar, Avav, he says, Hetchalta Dvarav lo hispik lahatir, kehi puntakis, like the Gemara says, we're going to have it a couple of days on Kuf Chavez, Shetchila Livkos, Vishalua Ayecha Vereinu, Afilu Haki, Matir, and Apisov Dvareha, Kiatchala Mora, Shigama Sof Emes. Right, because the beginning is already Morab, that the end was also MS, right? Says the Beis Shmuel, Hainodavka Ba'oso Mamad. As long as it's the same time. Kain Pasak, Bachubas Marish Dam, Simon Membez, Bachubas Masis Binyamin Membez, Kasa Bashem Maharam, Binyamin Zev, Afilu Acharka, Havasiyah Lafi Tubo. Because of Bachalkas Bachokin, Nir Mlash Raga, Imihudi Echad, Sha'al, Lukusi, Aye Ploni. If a Jew asks a guy, where is so-and-so, Heisha Mace, and he answers, he died, Vizman Rav Achareze, he get akusi mesiach lefi tumo, shemes ploni, eidon eman. Is that called starting? If the Jew asks him the first time, and then later on he says it, ach be'emes u'chumr gadol, abchid b'shvil sheshtakit shalu oso, lo yeh neman ata, and the Beis Shmuel does not think that is something that we have to be machmir for. But that is the, that's what he quotes. Also, now continuing in the Ramah, back to the Ramah. Aval shalu also tchila ayecha veirenu va'amar lahem shemes eze mikra mesiach lefi tumo in that, right? The question is, what about the next time? V'davka sheshalu also akusi atzma aval shalu kusi acher o shetavsu tzachibsu ba'ir acher yehudi v'yatza akol bazeu v'akusi mesiach lefi tumo shemes aval v'shaya es v'akusi shalu mesiach lefi tumo v'chulu, and you get the details of goy are discussed there, right? The Pesachei Tshuva also quotes, does it have to be in that Dafka Ma'amad, he quotes this Ma'arish Dam, Dafka Imshalo Acharkach Boso Ma'amad, Ava Ma'achar Zman Lo Mahani, Sheishlachush Ulai Bo'esa Hi Ruach Acheres Imo, Vishavke Lehem Nusay, right? If it's asked another time, and therefore you wouldn't be believed in that case. Okay, the question is, what about these five women? Would these five women be believed Mesiach Lefi Tumo? What's the svar for Mesiach Lefi Tumo that, if somebody just volunteers information without knowing that we need that information, we assume a person is telling the truth. We assume there's a cheskas ne'emanis, even though, let's say, a goy doesn't have ne'emanis for keeping kosher. A guy can't tell us that something's kosher. A guy can't tell us that this doesn't have shatnez, unless, let's say, it's an uman. You get into other principles. Uman lo maru umnase. A worker wants to keep his reputation. Or there's a concept of a mirtas, that a person is, the guy is scared that somebody's going to walk in. But mesiach lefi tumo is, we assume people tell the truth, that they have no reason to lie, have no reason to know that we are relying on them. So the Beis Shmuel in Sif Yud Gimel, which is earlier in the Simin, says the Beis Shmuel that they are not believed. Right? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Akol ne'eman l'had la'edazu. Everybody's believed to testify this edus that her husband died. Chutz bechamesh nashim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shecheskasan sona zu azu. She'ein me'idos b'misas b'ayel Hashem yiskabnu la'asra alav. Vadainu Kayam, right? Maybe they have Kavana just to ask her, and he is really alive. And then he quotes the five women, Chamosa, Afilu Eina Ata Chamosa, Rakim Yibma, Ubas Chamosa, Vitzarasa, Yivimtu, Ubas Baila, Vachain, He, Lotar, Lahem, right? The Rama adds the opposite direction. She cannot be made for them either. It says the, if you look in the Piskei Tshuva here, he has a long, he has a discussion about other women. He says, look, Shekazav, Schum Hanashim HaChashudos, She'ein Me'idos, Tez Zionheim. There are really 16 of them. 16 of them, and they're added on also as Eishas Av, Eishas Acheha Mena'av, and a couple of other ones on the list. But there, on the Beis Shmuel, says there, in the name of the Shaar Ephraim, says the Shaar Ephraim, Sarasa Eina Me'ida Afilu Me'Mesiyah Levituma. Says, no good, right? Even Mesiyah Levituma, V'chein Muchach Mechubas Harash, Mechubas Rivash. Puts a raya from the tshuva of the rivash to maybe raya to kusi im omer ploni meis have meisich lefitumo afilu below kishur dvarim. He quotes a raya for goy midi isa b'shah sof yavamis nishma kol ha omer ploni meis masiyanosa. If you hear a bas kol, you hear just a voice, a mysterious voice. The Gemara is going to say in a couple of dafim on daf kuf chav beis. And you don't know what the voice is, and the shah says, and the Gemara says, how could you rely on that voice? Maybe it's what? So the Gemara says, if you look there, on Kufcha Beis Van Aleph, the Gemara says, maybe it is, just find the line, V'dilma, maybe it's a shade, right? Maybe it's some demon calling out, V'dilma Tzara Havi, maybe it's a Tzara, right? Maybe it's a Tzara, maybe it's a Tzara. It sounds like a Tzara wouldn't be believed, even just saying information without being asked. V'hekshu B'shas, Dilma Shedu, V'dilma Tzari Haya, V'lo Hakshu, Dilma Kusi Haya. Doesn't say maybe it was a guy. Mashma guy wouldn't be a problem. Shamina Afilu, Imhaya Kusi, Muteres, Mishum, V'insrach Lomar, Kisha Tvar, V'shab, Rav, V'mesil V'tumo. V'yamrit Tzara, V'mesil V'tumo, Nemenes, Imkein, my makshah dilma tzaraya. Right? Why does it add that in? It's probably not tzaraya in an emanas. Afilu imhu meisiach lefituma. So the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Shaar Ephraim, these five women wouldn't be believing meisiach lefituma. Right? And though, and the Beis Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva, in Simesan Aftes, and even one, though one might be mechalik even within these five, right? Tzara is worse than the other four. Right, with even Misvara, because right now she's a co-wife. Yevimta is even just a potential co-wife. But still, we put them all together. The Ksav Sofer and a Tshuva, and a long Tshuva, similar on my base, seems to be more Mako by the other four, but is more Machber by Tzara. So this is the Machlokas. This might relate to how do we look at Mesiach Levitumo in general, right? Is it, Pashas is, it's a Birur Metzius, and it's a Birur, what we call it. It's not, right, it's similar to Eidus in terms of the Ne'emanus. Right, the Taz talks about this in the beginning of Yoredeya Simin Tzadiches, right, that's the Sugya of Kfela, the Kfela of relying on a non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch says there, beginning of Hilchas Tarovis, Is Sershon Esari Beheter, Min Vishen Omino. You have an isra that's nasar beheter. Could go on a chalav shenasar bebasar. You have milk that fell into meat. Yati menu ovid kochavim. Right, a goy should taste it. Im omer she'ein botam chalav. If he says that there is no taste of milk, o she'omer she'ish botam elishu pagum, or he says it's a pagum taste mutter. V'hu shelo yeisof al hashbiach. As long as it's totally pagum. Sorach shelo yeda she'som chenalav. As long as he doesn't know that you are relying on him, right? Right? If there's no guy, then you use shishim. Also, min bamino, where there is no difference in taste, so then you have to rely on shishim. And then the Ramah adds, nowadays we don't rely on a guy, we don't rely on a non-Jew to taste, we just rely on shishim for everything. The Shach talks about which one is better, right? The Shulchan Aruch says that there is no guy, then Misharim Mishishim. Mashma Dasa Machaber, Dekshish Shamovig Ochavim, Latomo, Lo Sharinim Elidei Avig Ochavim. Sounds like if you have a guy there, that's what you need to use. You can't just rely on Shishim. The Amar Disbei Tam Isser Asar Afilu Tfei Mishishim. And if he says this Tam, that even more than Shishim is going to be Asar. The Amar Delesbei Tam Mutar Afilu Pachas Mishishim. Right? And if there is no Tam, it's going to be Mutar even less than Shishim. Balo Arminu Lashar Mishishim. Elahecha Dublav Shalom Ekem Alei Demilsa. Sounds like a guy is better. Shishim is only if you don't know, you can rely on, you have to use it. But that is the Shach. That's not specifically our issue now. But if you look in the Taz, first of all, the post can discuss whether you need an expert guy, because the guy Shulchan Aruch just says Yatimenu Obi Kochavim. It does not mention anything about Kfela, who is an expert guy in terms of in terms of taste. That's the Shach also discusses here. V'sarach shelo yeda she'somchen alav b'meisiyos de'pasach adovik l'chavim d'lav kfeila somchen alav b'meisiyach l'fi tumo dafka. V'akfeila samchin afilu ena meisiyach l'fi tumo. D'lo m'shakash shelo yafsin umanuso. Right, the Shach says, if he's an expert guy, so then you can rely on him even not meisiyach l'fi tumo. But if it's not an expert, if it's tam a person, then only if meisiyach l'fi tumo. Good. So if you look on that, that's the Taz discusses where Meisiach Levi Tumo is believed. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention Kfeila. She can dictate Beis Yosef Balashan Rambam. Shekasav Ovei Kochavim Lo Zachar Kfeila Imkain Iker a Heter. So if it's not expert, so the Heter must be based on Meisiach Levi Tumo, not because of Uman Lo Marom Nase Kimuvor Beis Yosef B'Shem Arashba. But 1 second, ask the Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis, why should Meisiach Levi Tumo be believed? It's only believed by Eidus Isha. Because that one, we're not just relying on the Meisiach Levi Tumo on the guy, we're relying on the woman. Daiko Mitzvah. The Kushes Yug Hiksha Gam Chumas Hadeshin Seminai Tesal Harashba. The Tiris, the Sphere Lila Harashba. The Chumas Hadeshin answered. The Tam Keka Lav Darais. It must be we're talking about a case that is Dirabanan. Eidus Isha is the only Daraisa where Meisiach Levi Tumo is believed. But Tam Keker is Durabanan. That's a machlokas Rishonim. But that's what the Chumash Eshet says. Why Meisiach Levi Tumo would be believed? Ubemidi Durabanan Mahani Meisiach Levi Tumo. And by Dinim Durabanan Meisiach Levi Tumo is believed. Ubemes Kaza Meisiach Levi Tumo is believed. The Maskimim Rabbeinu Tam Desfirle De Oraisa Efshad De Lo Maskimim Mahim. El Niyikra Din Avli Meisiach Levi Tumo Shaper Somach Harashi Varambam Desfirle Tam Keiker Durabanan. And maybe that's what the Beis Yosef had in mind. So that's the first part. Then adds the Taz, Venirali, Darashba, Varas, Virale, Tadarinabal, Gozel, Amis, Livitumo, Naman, Vimili, Daraisa, Hani, Vimili, Tabai, Eidus, Dafka. Maybe not. Maybe the only time that you need Mesil, Vitumo, and it's only good on Durabanan, where you need real Eidus. If you need real Eidus, so then we say Mesil, Vitumo is only good on Durabanan. Masha Ekein, the Isser, Beheter, Shaper Mahani, even by Daraisas, the Bazel, Obin, and Eidus, Gemura. Ella em yesh lanu hochacha sagi. Even just a hochacha would be good enough. The issue that the Taz is alluding to is, well, how do you view Meisiach Levi Tumo? Is Meisiach Levi Tumo really a substitute for Eidus in a certain sense, or is it something totally different than Eidus? We rely on it, but it's not in the world of Eidus. If you look at Chassam Sofer in Ibn Ezer Chelik Beis in Kufa Lamed Aleph, says Beferish, it's a new din. Right, he says, "Ibai same as far the dafka mechavin lohayid sheminem munoso who rock mikziras akasa blitam vechulu." Let me quote the Rambam we've quoted at the end of the so the Atara Perak Zayin. Aval kol shanam aminim lo mesiach v'itumo she'ein kantores edus rak sheyadanu dekushta ka'amar maliim yomar sherakin ba'atzmo o mipi eid acher. Right? Doesn't it shouldn't matter if it's not real Eidus anyway? It doesn't matter if he sees it or if he says something that he heard it from someone. So that's Chassam Sofer says that befir. It seems to be a machlokas rishonim. I'm going to be showing him, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Ksubas, and the Chav Zayin talks about Rachman al Sana Shivuya. And can a person testify, can a katan and isha testify, Meisiach Levi Tumo, that a woman was ne'ensa, right? So the katan is believed Meisiach Levi Tumo, but not the woman. Ein adam meid al pi atzmo is the language of the ra'ah in the Shid Mekubetzes. Sounds like it's a form of edus. Ein adam ne'eman, ein adam meid al pi atzmo. If you look on the other side, on the Ritva, the Ritva in a couple of dafim from now, on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, why is a goy believed by Meisiach Levi Tumo, by Eidus Isha? Because Meisiach Levi Tumo has nothing to do with Eidus. And therefore, a goy is believed in that way. There's a big footnote here, Kedarko Bakodesh, in the Ritva, but he says, V'yasikna, the goy, yamay miskavin lahoed klal, ein eduso kayemes. The koshikin in miskavin lahatir. Vein somchan alav el, be Meisiach Levi Tumo. V'gam ze eno midin edus. The goy eno bar edus klal. El mishum de kimlon, the kushta kamar, but we know that he's telling the truth. Kiva the Meisiach Levi Tumo, or mishumiguna kider rabbanan. So he has that lashon of the goy eino bar edus klal and gamze eino midin edus. So it sounds like a machlokas we've shown him about whether Meisiach Levi Tumo would be called edus or not. Another nafkamina might be. So some discuss what's the cutoff from Meisiach Levi Tumo to kavana, meaning what's the cutoff? What if he's in Bezdin? We bring him to Bezdin and he tells the story. He's answering the question of Bezdin. The Ran and the Tshuva discusses that. It's Ibn Mem Zayin. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yaradeya Samach Tes, Yud, about Malichas Basar. Right? A goy knows what the Jew wants him to say, do we say, does that ruin Mesiach Levituma? That's machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Taz, here in Yaradeya, in Simon Samach Tes, Sif Yud. One might say, if it's totally outside the world of Eidus, a new idea based on a story, then maybe, you know, any type of prodding or knowing that, you know, that we want him to say is going to ruin it, because then it's not purely just telling a story. But if it's already in the world of Eidus, so then maybe a little bit, it would be, even if you know some ramifications, it would still be okay. Also, there's a machlokas about whether it works by Dina Mominus. The Taz says it works there, that same Taz we mentioned before. The Shmaitza has a big discussion of this in the last Shmaitza, Shmaitza Zayin. Doesn't work. Maybe you can only be Moti Mamum with real Eidus. So again, maybe this issue, Mesiach Levitumo, also is the issue by the five women. Again, it might be a five women issue. It might be a Mesiach Levitumo issue, right? If you say they're excluded from any type of Eidus, so then, you know, if Mesiach Levitumo is a type of Eidus, so then they maybe would be believed. If you say it's a totally new world, so then maybe, you know, these women would be able to function. But again, Lamaisa, the Beit Shmuel says that we would not, quoting from the Shaar Ephraim, that we generally would not believe them, even by Mesiach Levitumo. Okay, we'll stop here.